And it's time to welcome Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center, back to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Things are somewhat quiet at Walton Arts Center. Spring break.
Spring break a little bit for some people.
There are two kinds of people
yeah.
in Northwest Arkansas, well, in the state of Arkansas this week. Those who have spring break.
And those who,
those
do not.
Who don't.
Right.
I'm one who does not.
Well,
yes.
We're all here,
and
are we?
We all do not.
But we do. But kudos to those who do.
Absolutely.
I've
heard of a lot of people going out and exploring locally during the yeah. spring break. Lots of staycations, lots of home and hiking and all of that. I think it's great.
My theory is that productivity – when did we have the rain? Monday, Tuesday, and yesterday morning?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The productivity between spring break and that rain just kind of went south in this region.
You
know, it was those were sleepy days.
Yes, those were curl up on the couch kind of days, definitely, for sure. Well, it's eventually going to be time to come out of your house and get off the couch and see some stuff. So we've been quiet all of this week. We do have a show on Saturday. It's on the 24th. It's at 7 o'clock. It's called Girls Night Live. We talked a little bit about it last week. And the two of the stars who will be appearing in it are Mandisa and Laura Story. And I believe they have sort of American Idol pop singing, pop culture background. But this is a night for the girls to get together and come out and sort of reaffirm your friendship and your faith and all of those good things. So we're excited for this. This is on the 24th, 7 o'clock. Then we will take a couple more days off, and our friends from Circus Oz will find their way to town.
And that's, a kind of odd run. It's not the usual Monday through Sunday.
That's correct. Yeah. Usually a show that's on our Broadway series runs from Tuesday to Sunday.
Okay.
Based on their travel schedule and based on some different they're from Australia, so they perform and tour in a different way than we do in America, which is, you know, that makes sense. They start their run on Thursday the 29th, and then they run through the first week of April, that first Tuesday. So it's basically a Thursday to Tuesday run. Circus Oz is – I really think this is going to be one of the surprise hits of the year for Walton Arts Center. It is so much fun. It's this fun, cheeky – Australian circus, and they're all incredibly talented, incredibly acrobatic, but also you have music, you have live music there with a full 12-piece band, you have an MC, a ringmaster who's a woman who has a voice like you wouldn't believe, and they're really going to delight you, I think, and this is one that you can feel fine about bringing the kids to. I mean, maybe not the 3-year-olds, but definitely 6, 7 and up.
Fire Eaters?
I don't remember Fire Eaters.
Okay. That's all right.
That's a shame. We should see if
they
can pull
it off. No, that's okay.
No, I don't remember Fire Eaters, but I do remember lots of flipping, lots of tumbling, some really amazing. Do you know what tissue work is?
No.
Tissue is when they hang these big, long swaths of fabric from the ceiling and tissue.
Right,
and
right.
The it's usually a woman wraps herself up in it and twists and turns and tumbles all through the air in it. I remember being fairly stunned by that. That's one, you know, how Kyle has issues with tumbling. I have to admit, when I watch stuff like that, I do have those moments of, wow, if she has a bad day, that could be interesting. But I've never seen them have a bad day.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited for this. Again, that's Circus Oz, and that runs through the 3rd. So it basically runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They take Monday off, and then there'll be one final performance on Tuesday the 3rd. That night, Tuesday, this is just sort of a public service announcement for any opera lovers out there. There is a performer coming to the University of Arkansas named Anna Katerina Antonacci.
Right.
And she is... It's sort of stunning that she's coming to Northwest Arkansas. The way I've heard her referred to is she's the Maria Callas of our day, an incredible singer who's been profiled in all major opera publications. She's performing, I think, in New York and one other place.
It's like
here.
Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
I've seen the itinerary. It's like Lincoln Center. I don't know if it's Carnegie Hall in here, but it's – If not Carnegie Hall, it's something.
It's something equally impressive. Yeah. And then she's coming here and she's performing in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall. So it's going to be an incredibly intimate performance. Tickets are being run through Walton Arts Center's box office, so you can get tickets through us. But if you're an opera fan, this might be a chance for you to not miss this particular show.
Off the top of here, do you know how many seats there are in Stella Boyle?
Not more than 200.
Okay.
I don't think.
Just.
Okay. I mean, it could be a little more than 200, maybe 250.
But be forewarned.
Be forewarned that there's not
a
lot.
They'll go fast.
And they'll go fast. So that's on April 3rd. And according to my notes, it's an 8 o'clock show at Stella Boyle Smith. Then we'll have on the 4th and 5th, we'll have a couple of University of Arkansas music performances, mm-hmm. the Percussion Ensemble and the Inspirational Chorale. Then on Friday, we will journey up to Bentonville, and we will have the Whiff and Poofs of Yale.
Yes.
They will be here on the 6th. That's an 8 p.m. performance at Arend Arts Center.
Right.
So we'll have a 7 o'clock creative conversation prior to that show.
And there will also be – that's part of the 10 by 10 series.
That's correct.
So we're going to have a countdown conversation.
Yes, I believe that's
– The 1st.
The 1st of April.
Right.
So the countdown conversation, backing up just a little bit, the countdown conversation will be at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Free at 2 o'clock.
Free at 2 p.m., open to anyone. Kyle's going to facilitate that
mm-hmm.
for us.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Jason Smith is going to
yes.
be our guest. And we're going to talk about the Whiff and Poofs and their history and a cappella. And I think it'll be really fun. We had a lot of fun with the Harvard Glee Club when they were here last year.
You went
year.
To the Harvard Glee
oh,
Club last year.
It was so much fun. They had the formal Glee Club,
mm-hmm.
and then they had a separate performance by the that was very informal mm-hmm. and so much fun. So
the thing I love about these groups is they're college touring groups. So if you're like me and you were a chorale dork in school where you sang all the time, the idea that these guys are touring is really exciting, and what they do is they manage it. The students themselves manage the tour. So instead of having an agent or anything
so do you
like
take,
that.
You may not know this, but do you take time off from your studies? I mean, if you're on a tour and you're going to Yale or Harvard or any school for that matter, you're away from classes, right?
I believe so, but
so
I think it's part of their –
you might be taking a semester off or
– Or you could be, you know, missing a couple of classes and – you know, making them up later. But I also think,
yeah, I tried,
you know,
that theory in college.
Didn't really work.
A 5 or 6 year
works.
Degree is what that was.
Well,
I'm probably
we,
better at
you
it.
You know, when we sang and toured, you know, mm-hmm. you tried to do it obviously on the weekends so that you know,
but I guess
classes
it's like
end.
The baseball team. They
exactly.
have to miss classes. Okay.
Exactly.
What
right.
about, do they have separate groups who tour and perform?
I believe that is the case.
Okay.
I could be making that up, but I'm pretty sure that they have right. different ensembles, you know, some group gets to go and other groups
gotcha.
Stay behind because they change out. You know, every year
right.
new members of the club get – I mean, they come into the group because they've graduated.
And remember, that's at Arend Arts Center.
That is at Arend Arts Center
in Bentonville.
That's an 8 o'clock performance. There'll be a 7 p.m. creative conversation prior. That's the 6th of April. Then on the 10th, we have the Washington Regional Gala with Foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 12th, we will have Bela Fleck and the Flecktones.
The original lineup.
Exactly. So thrilled for this one. Tickets for this one are actually going pretty fast. So if you want to get tickets, don't wait till the last minute on this one. Try to get those now if you can. That same night, Theater Squared will preview their first performance of their final run of the season, The Fall of the House. That will run, I believe, into May.
Mm-hmm. And April 3rd. I think it's April 3rd.
Yes.
We have a Theater Squared conversation where you can meet the cast, get a sneak preview.
Oh, fantastic.
That, too, at Fayetteville Public Library. That's a 6:30 start, I
okay.
believe, on the April 3rd.
That's perfect.
Date. Yes.
That is pretty impressive
yeah,
how
well
he
done.
Remembered all of that.
Well done.
Yeah.
So Fall of the House is written by Bob Ford.
Yes.
A local, I would call him a local celebrity.
I would, too.
Artistic director of Theater Squared, professor at the university, and award-winning playwright.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty excited for that.
This play, nominated for an Edgar, which is the high honor of mystery. Edgars are given every year for novels, for movies, and for plays. And this one was nominated for an Edgar
that.
Last year, yes.
And named after?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Of course.
Yeah. Wow. This is cool. We're learning all kinds of things today. And then we will also have on the 14th, we will have Symphony of Northwest Arkansas doing their final concert, the Masterworks 3 concert. That's a 7:30 performance.
But at 6:45.
We will have a
all I do
conversation
is talk.
About the arts.
That's right.
I love it, as it should be. That's on the 14th of
yes.
April. This will be a huge, huge concert. There will be, you know, 80 singers on stage along with the orchestra. So that will be terrific. And then in April, Mary Poppins arrives, April 17th. She will be here for a full week, she and all of her cast. And that will run through the 22nd. So all kinds of things going on now that we're getting through with spring break.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome. One more thing.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
No. One more thing. I just wanted to remind everybody that Artisphere, our Arts and Nature Festival, which mm-hmm. happens in May and June, all the tickets for that have gone on sale.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're
going to
talk about that tomorrow. Tomorrow's
yeah.
kind of a spring-summer preview show.
Yeah. Okay. But you can go to Walton Arts Center and get information on all of this. It's waltonartscenter.org, or you can call us at 443-5600. Or you can visit artistspherefestival.org, which is where you can see the Artisphere lineup.
Right. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, guys.
Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walternut Center.